Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first ever Isaac Ivonic podcast. Got some great topics on today. We're going to talk about some NFL, some fantasy, a little NBA. Then I'll present some heroes of the week, and we'll finish off with anything I want to talk about to close off the show. But we're going to start here with a little NFL football. Now, I'm looking at the standings here, and I see that the Pittsburgh Steelers are number one in the AFC, and we got the Green Bay Packers number one in the NFC. But as I look farther down, very surprising. So we got number two, the Buffalo Bills, and the San Francisco 49ers. Number twos, respectively, in each of their leagues, and quite huge surprises. Now, I don't know how many people would have predicted the Buffalo Bills and 49ers getting a bye halfway through the season, but let's just say I definitely did not. Here we got some favorites. The Patriots, according to the NFL.com standings, are sixth place, barely making the playoffs if we were to end the season right now, which is very uncharacteristic of a Bill Belichick team. I mean, their defense has not been stepping up. He's known as a defensive coach, but they have just not stepped up this season. And, of course, if we look in the NFC, number three, we have the New York Football Giants. Many of you that are listening to this probably know that that is my favorite team, and therefore, I am very happy with where they're at right now. I mean, they're putting up pretty good numbers. They're midway in everything on the offensive category. We're fourth in passing yards. Eli is just playing out of his mind. Just unbelievable. Already over 2,000 yards. He's got 13 touchdowns. But we did take a giant blow as Ahmad Bradshaw did fracture his leg, and he's going to be out indefinitely. But we've got a pretty solid two-game lead going into a really tough schedule here. We got New England this week at New England, and then at San Francisco, which would have been an easy win beginning of the season, but now it's not looking as much of an easy win as one would have thought. Then we host Philadelphia for a Sunday night game, and I think if we lose those three games, we're in huge, huge trouble. Hakeem Nicks also did not practice. That it's not looking good, but you know, we'll later go on to the heroes of the week, and I gotta stick with Eli. Eli can carry this team. I mean, I'm seeing shades of Peyton, if I could even go that far. I'm seeing shades of Peyton Manning this season from Eli Manning, and hopefully he can carry it on. Everyone will get pretty healthy, and then we can definitely move on. Also, we're looking at some matchups for this week, and it's looking like some great games out there. We got the Jets at Buffalo. That'll be a good one. We'll see what Rex has to say about that. We got San Francisco at Washington. Washington kind of getting washed down, so San Francisco probably will be 7-1. Really crazy. We got Green Bay at San Diego. I mean, if you're not watching the Giants-New England game, I don't know what's wrong with you, but a good one to watch instead of that would be Green Bay-San Diego. And I think that two elite quarterbacks, Philip Rivers is not doing well this year, but hopefully he can pick it up and we'll see some great action there. But I cannot. I live with two Vikings fans, and I can't see anybody being the Packers, to be honest. They're sound defensively. Aaron Rodgers is playing out of his mind. I don't even know how the man's doing it. Everyone's throwing the kitchen sink at him, but you just can't. I don't know, you cannot, there's no way no one's going to be able to stop them, and I have no idea how anyone is going to put up a fight. They're just crazy good, and I think they'll eventually be the number one seed. I see the Giants taking them down in the NFC Championship, but we'll just settle at, they'll be the number one seed. Then we got the 7 o'clock game, or wherever you are, depending on the time, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, but we got Baltimore at Pittsburgh. That will be a very good game. Pittsburgh is showing shades. Buffalo is good, but Pittsburgh is the number one team. They're striving. I mean, Baltimore, they have no offense. If you have Ray Rice, such a weapon, and you still can't, you're having trouble offensively. I mean, I don't know how Joe Flacco, all he has to do is manage and hand the ball off, throw the ball to Ray Rice. They got good receivers. They got Bolden, upcoming rookie, Torrey Smith. I mean, it's just, and then we'll move on to Monday. Monday Night Football, we got the Bears at the Eagles. Eagles just crushed the Dallas Cowboys, which was very nice to see being a Giants fan. But they're looking like the Heagles, as people called them before the season started. And they're looking to take down the Chicago Bears, who have kind of been up and down. But with Matt Forte running the way he is, I mean, they could give the Eagles a really, really good fight there in the Monday Night Football game. Now, looking, since we're halfway through the season, I mean, the Pro Bowl's upon us. Pro Bowl voting, let's just say I did put as many Giants as I could. I mean, I was fair, and I did pick the people, the right people that should be in, as I thought, but I did sneak a couple Giants in, gave Eli, Hakeem Nicks, and I mean, yeah, I could definitely see a couple Giants getting in, but probably not as many as I would have thought. But if we look through the Pro Bowls, I mean, Drew Brees at 2,700 yards, just, he's got to be a lock. The quarterbacks are just insane this year. You have Cam Newton coming out of nowhere. And I know my friend Justin Bentis, I'll give him a little shout out. I have a little soundbite from him that I'll probably play in the upcoming minutes or so. But he is a big Carolina Panthers fan. He did talk to Jerry Richardson, which most people would be really proud to talk to Jerry Richardson as fans. And he knows the system in and out. And, I mean, I don't think even he expected Cam Newton to be playing this well. Well, he probably did, but he'll say he did. I don't know if he did, but I think he definitely did not expect what Cam Newton's doing out there. I mean, the poise, he's rejuvenated Steve Smith, and this Carolina Panthers team is one to look out for coming up. Of course, the third quarterback in passing yards, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, just your typical. If you look at rushing yards, we got Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy really stepping up. Many fantasy owners very happy about LeSean McCoy. My buddy Tyler Haig, he's injuviated about, I don't even know if that's a word. I think I just made that up. But he loves LeSean McCoy. And you got Maurice Jones-Drew playing really good for a pretty subpar team. Fred Jackson playing out of his mind. He is just one to watch in the upcoming season. And then Frank Gore on that 49ers team is just playing insane right now. If we look at the defensive side, I mean, you can't really look at, I don't per se look at tackles, because I feel like teams with the worst defense obviously are going to have, the worst teams are going to have the best tacklers. I mean, if you look at the number one, it's Pat Anger from the Indianapolis Colts. He's way above everyone with 90 tackles. I mean, some of that is being good, but for me, I just feel like Indianapolis is so bad that their defense is always on the field, and I mean, you're going to get tackles if you're always on the field and you're their best defensive player. Sacks, now that's a different story. We got Jared Allen from, I'm in Minneapolis, and Jared Allen from the Minnesota Vikings is a reason to watch the Vikings if there's no other reasons for you to go out. He is on pace to beat the sack record, and he is just, he's a fun guy. He's awesome character. All the Vikings fans love him. I mean, as long as he keeps himself up, Vikings fans will have a reason to go to games. Look at interceptions. We got Eric Weddle and Charles Woodson at the top at 5 apiece. Now, Charles Woodson is, again, top cornerbacks. I mean, he got Defensive Player of the Year. He's just on that Packer team that it's incredible what they're doing right now. And if we look at some more stats here, we got some team stats. I'm looking at total yardage per game. And most people would not think this because of their slow start, but the Philadelphia Eagles at 450 yards per game are the tops in the league, followed by the Saints and the Patriots. Then you got the Packers and Panthers after that. If you look at the rushing yards, a surprising number one at the Eagles. Not very known for their rushing game. They had a little bit with Westbrook a while ago, but they more of that West Coast offense with Donovan McNabb and with Vic, but I guess with Vic running, you got LeSean running, you got the teams playing well now. I mean, I can see why they're the number one. A surprise at number two with the Oakland Raiders. Darren McFadden is playing out of his mind, as I've pretty much said for every person that's playing well, but he is just playing really well. He's playing good football out there. He has been injured, and he's gone through some injuries, but I mean, if he can sustain it and come back and play in some good games, I think he will be one to watch there. On the defensive side, we got the total defense in yards per game. We have the Baltimore Ravens with 263 yards allowed. Now, they have been playing extremely well on defense. Terrell Suggs has just been out of his mind. There it is again. And we have Ray Lewis, of course, Ed Reed, everyone, Haloti Ngata. Their whole defense has just been meshing. If they can get their offense together, I don't know how anyone will beat them. Besides the Packers and the Giants, but I cannot see anyone else beating them. The Steelers, the Texans, surprisingly the Bengals, another surprise. But I need to talk about this number five team. In total defense yards per game, the Cleveland Browns are number fifth with about 300 yards per game. Now, that's really surprising. I don't know much about the Browns. I mean, I know Peyton Hillis is there. He had a monster season. Now he's kind of dumbing down, coming back to normal. But I haven't heard much about them. I guess I haven't watched their games. I mean, they're the Cleveland Browns. I apologize to any Browns fans, but I am definitely not a fan of the Browns. I do not prefer to watch their football. But that is very surprising, and I might actually have to tune in to look at that. But the one thing that Peyton Hillis is not helping is fantasy owners. He has been injured throughout this season, and no one can really figure out what's going on. There's been talks about he's been skipping games because of his contract, strep throat. I don't know what's going on, but all I know is that fantasy owners have not been very happy with his production this year. Now, to talk about a little bit about my fantasy, I'm sitting all right. I mean, I'm 5-3, respectable number five, but in our league, only four make it. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Carolina Panthers fan Justin Bentis, he is up there in the top. I believe he is 7-1, and he is in second place. And there's two teams in our league that I cannot. Shout out to Jay Bowne. His team is ridiculous. Puts up 130 a game. I don't know how he does it, but I gotta give a little bit of credit to this trash talker friend that I have. His name is Tony Gasper. His team name is Swimsuit Muffin Tops. I don't really understand. I guess I'm looking through his team right now and I cannot figure out why he's called that. I think it's just Tony. And he is sitting at 6-2 and I'm at 5-3 with a very good matchup. I mean, we got Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers, Sean Green versus Willis McGahee. Sean Green, that's my team. We got Rashard Mendenhall, Jackie Battle. I mean, all of our wide receivers are good, except he is starting Darius Hayward. I mean, okay, I'm going to win this game. Let's just face it. I'm looking through these teams. He has got McFadden, but he's hurt. He's got McGahee's hurt. He's got Hayward Bay starting. He's got Jordy Nelson starting. I cannot see myself losing, but somehow the guy's 6-2 with this team, and I'll give him the full credit. I don't know what else to say. Reigning champion. He's got the banner. He's got the trash talk, and I mean, he does it like that, and I guess I really can't say anything about it. But all I can say is we are moving away from football because I am sick and tired of talking about the NFL. And now I'm going on to my favorite sport, the NBA. Labor tax are insane. I cannot believe that the lockout is still going on. I wish they'd just figure something out. But I am glad to say that I'm excited to see all the players gathering, playing exhibition games. We got the Drew League. Everyone's playing. People are playing in Europe. I mean, it's a great atmosphere. I mean, the All-Star game is the funnest, but when you have an All-Star game that's competitive as well and people want to really win, that just puts it to another level. Got to give a shout-out to Kevin Durant doing his thing. Every game I've seen, he's putting up 40, 50 points a game, and with ease, he's hitting threes, he's dunking it all over. Playing some flag football as well, as I saw recently. But yeah, the NBA is still in talks. I'm reading an article here from the ESPN that says it's now in its 126th day and has canceled all November games, which is not surprising. We got the union president, Derek Fisher, he's talking. David Stern, I mean, they're trying to figure it out. The negotiations are going to resume. They're going to try to pick it up, get it going over the next few days, and hopefully, just based on I just love basketball. I want to watch it. And I want to see my boy Dirk Pasha. I think Pasha, if he doesn't retire, He's going to retire if there's a lockout. I mean, I want to see him one more season, maybe go for that second ring. Unbelievable that he actually got his first ring. I am thoroughly amazed. Peja Stojaković should have got it against the Lakers. I'm not a little bad reffing. We're not going to go there. I used to be a huge Kings fan, but we'll just stick with that. And that's the NBA talk. I mean, not really much to talk about. Players playing. We got just everyone trying to figure out the labor situation, how everything's going on. We'll move on to a great segment. I call this segment the Heroes of the Week. Now, this week, since I'm doing my podcast a little late, usually I'll do it on Mondays. Right now, I'm doing it on Thursday. I will get better at this, and we'll have some better Heroes of the Week. But this week's Heroes of the Week, the first one, and this is just recent, just picked it up yesterday, Percival Everett. If you guys don't know who Percival Everett is, he is an amazing African-American author. He's written many books. I'm reading one of his books. It's called I'm Not Sidney Poitier right now. It is an amazing book. I went to one of his talks for an extra credit for one of my classes yesterday. Amazing speaker. I couldn't believe it. The guy, he sits in the chair and he's just calm and collected. And people are asking him all these questions about race and discrimination. He's just calm. And one guy asks him, how do you meet deadlines? How do you do all this? He goes, well, to tell you the truth, I have no worries and I have no stress in my life. When it's going to get done, it's going to get done. I feel like everything's going to work out. The only thing I worry about is my kids. And that really struck me because that's why I gave him the number one hero of the week. I mean, a man that's written so many books and has such high expectations to just sit there and just like say no stress and no worries. And you could tell the man was just sitting there laid back, microphone at his side, just, nah, I have no worries. And I believed him. And now we have the second hero of the week. And of course, I got to give it to Eli the Man Manning. Eli Manning came off a great come-from-behind win. I mean, it is the Dolphins, but he did prove with Ahmad Bradshaw out that he is a legitimate contender this year for top quarterbacks. He's throwing all over the place. He's making plays. He's poised. He is looking like the Eli that everyone thought he would be when he was drafted number one. So that second one goes to Eli Manning. The third one, I really didn't have a third one before this started, so I just kind of scrapped something up, and I'm giving it to my fantasy team. If that's a collective group here, pulled off a 70-65 win. Yes, 70-65. We were in a struggle. We had Aaron Rodgers out, Sean Green out. I had to put in Christian Ponder. Didn't work out as well as I thought it was going to be, but scrapped up some players, put them in, and somehow we got the win. So the third Hero of the Week goes to my fantasy team. And thank you guys for that. That was Heroes of the Week. Now I'll move on to my last segment. This is just a random segment about random stuff that I just feel like I need to talk about because it's out in the open. First thing I want to talk about is the new Wale album. If you haven't got it, go get it. Wale Ambition. Excuse me. He is just, he's doing his thing from the D.C. area. I mean, J Bound, if I had callers right now, I would call in J Bound. Huge Wale fan, as I mentioned earlier, and number one in our fantasy, if you might recall. But J Bound is a huge Wale fan. I've listened to his songs. Even if you don't get his songs, listen to the song Focused by Wale featuring Kid Cudi. Amazing song. I think it's really a good song. Great beat. I mean, if you like any hip-hop, if you like pop, anything, I think that's a song for you. Also like to talk about Harold and Kumar in Christmas in 3D. I don't really know what the title is, but it's coming out tomorrow, which is Friday, and November 4th. And it's coming out into theaters. Everyone should go watch it. I'll probably go watch it with my friends eventually. We'll have like a roommate, a little get-together. Another movie we're going to go watch is Paranormal Activity 3. I read somewhere that it had the number one from a horror movie, number one most money made in the first weekend, which is incredible. I mean, obviously that means it's good or people just had to go see it after seeing the second one, but I've heard it's really good. But I did hear for all you listeners that it is only good in the theaters. So if you're going to wait for it to come out because you can't spare the extra $5 or whatever, call me up. I'll give you $5. We'll go together or whatever, whatnot. Get it figured out. You guys have to see it in theaters. I heard it's amazing. And that's just the randoms of the week, I guess, as you would like to say. This is the closing to the first podcast. I know my transitions are awful, but we'll work on it. It's the first podcast. Whoever's listening, if you've listened this far, I applaud you. Thank you very much. Make sure you give me some feedback. Maybe comment on Facebook and say your podcast sucks or whatnot, and I'll stop doing this. But whatever it may be, give me some feedback. I think this was a good first start. We covered some topics. I usually tend to do these on Mondays, or I want to do them on Mondays. And because then I can wrap up the fantasy, I can talk about football, I can talk about random things in league. I'm trying to pinpoint on soccer in these things. I haven't gotten any tonight, but soccer is a big part of my life, and it was not so much anymore, but hopefully I'll get some big soccer games and maybe get my fans excited about soccer. Well, thank you guys very much. This is the first podcast. In closing, make sure you watch Paranormal Activity 3, Harold and Kumar, get the YA album, watch out for Eli Manning, MVP of the season, and thank you guys very much. That ends the first podcast. Good night.